As the school year begins, the state is asking parents and teachers to take steps to guard against the spread of H1N1 flu virus. The Department of Health has issued 6 recommendations to schools, including making sure children stay home when they're sick and routine cleaning of areas frequented by students and staff. Dr. Joe McLaughlin is the state epidemiologist. He says people between the ages of 5 and 24 appear to be at increased risk for contracting this strain of flu.
In fact, half of all novel H1N1 flu cases that have been reported to CDC have occurred in persons in this age group, persons aged 5 to 24 years. So we expect that that trend will likely continue. And in terms of the number of cases that we will see in Alaska, it's very difficult to predict. What we've seen in the southern hemisphere, which is currently sort of still in their peak seasonal influenza season, is that the H1N1 virus has been the predominant strain that has been circulating. And we are speculating that the H1N1 virus will be the predominant strain circulating during our flu season this year as well. The thing that we know about the H1N1 virus is that it doesn't appear at this point to be any more severe than seasonal influenza.
What kinds of concerns are you hearing from principals, teachers, and parents?
I think the biggest concerns that we're hearing from folks revolve around what's going to happen this coming school season in terms of numbers of cases and severity of illness. That's the big unknown. People don't know how this particular virus is going to act this year. And we will be trying to get information out to the public and to healthcare providers as quickly as possible as we learn more from CDC and the World Health Organization. But that, I think, is the biggest concern. And then other concerns that parents have is, you know, if their child has to stay home, you know, that can often be difficult. They'll have to stay home from work and just sort of trying to manage that. I think that's a big concern that I'm hearing.
How is work on the H1N1 flu vaccine coming?
Well, work is coming along steadily. The last report that I had is that we are still expecting to get H1N1 flu vaccine by mid-October. The clinical trials on this particular vaccine are currently still ongoing, and these clinical trials are meant to evaluate both the efficacy of the vaccine as well as the safety of the vaccine. And we are anxiously awaiting the results of these studies.
And how much will the vaccine help?
We're hoping if it's anything like seasonal influenza vaccine, it is highly effective in preventing infection. One of the things that we are expecting, although it's not set in stone yet, is that this H1N1 vaccine will likely require 2 shots instead of just one, two immunizations instead of just one. So the first one would be administered, and then likely the second one would be administered about 3 weeks later. We don't know. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 4 weeks. It could be a little bit more or a little bit less.
Dr. Joe McLaughlin is Alaska's state epidemiologist. For a complete list of recommendations regarding H1N1 flu, you can find a link on our website, aprn.org.